Shalom and Bracha, we're starting Mizma Kuf Lamid Beis. Description of David and Melech's tremendous desire to find the place of the Beis HaMikdash and do what he can to start the building of the Beis HaMikdash. This is a very important Mizma because the whole theme of Binyan Beis HaMikdash and having Beis HaMikdash is extremely central in the life of every Jew. The natural state of Klal Yisrael is supposed to be when we're in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash. Because Hashem created the world to be a place where He'll be Mashra His Shechina upon, and it'll be a nation that'll connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Beis HaMikdash, through the Korbanos. And by doing so, they will elevate themselves to be part of Hashem's greatness. It's something we're supposed to be yearning for ourselves every day. As we know, in our tefillas, we mention the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, in our Birchas HaMazon, Al HaMichya, we're constantly mentioning it to remind ourselves that this is what life is all about. We're in Golus and Baruch Hashem, with all the tzaros we have, things are relatively good. We have what to eat, we have our basic needs. Many have a lot more than the basic needs. But we have to realize the Beis HaMikdash is a basic need. And David HaMelech is speaking as David HaMelech, but he's also speaking as the first king of Klal Yisrael and the king that eventually will be have one of his descendants, Malchus Beis David, be the Melech HaMashiach. So he's giving over the prime value in Klal Yisrael, building Beis HaMikdash. That's what he says. Zechor, Hashem leDavid has called Uno Soy. Hashem, remember all the tremendous effort I put into, painstaking effort I put into finding the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokam HaMikdash, the place of the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem Nishba LaHashem, Dodo LaBir Yaakov. I made a Shvuat Hashem, a neder to the power behind Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was the one who also established the Mokam HaMikdash when he made the Matzeva after he got up that night on Haron HaMoriah. And David HaMelech is saying, I had such a tremendous yearning to establish the Mokam HaMikdash. Im ovi boil beisim el al eres yitzuri. I will not even go into my house. I will not have a proper sleep. I won't just fall asleep. Ad emsa mokim lashem mishkonoyus la'abir Yaakov. I won't do any of the above. Not even putting myself to sleep. I use all my energy, day and night, as much as I can, till I find a place. Gav yochof hakadosh bohu, mishkon, a dwelling place for the power behind Klal Yisrael. He continues, we heard about it, this concept of the Mokam HaMikdash when I was still in Ephras, near Beis Lechem, before I found it, and Matzanua b'Steyar, I found it eventually in Steyar, which is basically the soda of the threshing place of Aravna HaYavusi, that was the Mokam HaMikdash. Mitzvah David points out that Atzei Yar is referring to that Yar, that forest where the Akedah Yitzchak took place, which was also in Har Moriah. And our goal is to come into this dwelling place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to bow down to Kaveh Yochel, the support of the feet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, the idea of the Beis HaMikdash is a place for us to recognize that Hashem is running the world, and the Siyata Shemai we have in life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the stronger our keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, the more shlemus we receive, the more Siyata Shemai we receive, the more peace is in the world, the more health is in the world, the more everything is in the world. And kamuvan, the Gil Malchus Hashem is through the Beis HaMikdash. As the Chazal, it says that there were the youth boys that were fighting in the war were killed because Klal Yisrael was not matzapa enough for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Chofetz Chaim brings this Chazal in various places, but it's something for us to think. Everybody wants to do what they can to protect our boys, the soldiers, Chas v'Shalom, nothing should happen to them. And people are doing all kinds of things, which many of them don't really make a difference one way or the other. But here Chazal is telling us, if a matzapa for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that protects Klal Yisrael, because the mere fact that we have a desire for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash shows we want that kesher, and that itself establishes a level of kesher, the highest level of kesher we can have, al kol panim, without the actual Beis HaMikdash. So there's something for us to think about. We're anyway mentioning in our tefillahs, in our brachas, to have that feeling that we too feel we're lacking the Beis HaMikdash. We want it so much. It'll elevate us to a completely different level. Be'ikah, spiritual, which is what life is all about. But even the physical things. Mi'at Hashem, that will bring Shalom al Yisrael. And till we're zeichet to the Shalom, it will at least bring protection for those who are fighting. And mi'at Hashem, bring us closer to our final goal.